It's Wednesday, July 30th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. BW Energy and NAMCOR E&P have secured the deep-sea Mira rig to drill the Karas appraisal well on the Kudu license in the Orange Basin. Scheduled for the second half of this year, the drilling is part of a rig-sharing arrangement designed to boost local content. NAMCOR spokesperson Paulo Coelho said the move is a vital step towards developing the Kudu gas field and improving domestic energy independence.
The big news for Namibia's energy future is that BW Energy and NAMCOR E&P have secured the deep-sea Mira rig to drill the Karas appraisal well on the Kudu license in the Orange Basin. The drilling is slated for the second half of 2025, and as part of the rig-sharing agreement that brings the two entities together and brings in-country expertise and high local content. The step brings us closer to turning the Kudu gas field into a reality and powering our nation with homegrown energy.
Over 500 homeless people continue to live at the Karutura Youth Complex despite Deputy Education Minister Dino Baloti's pledge to relocate them 3 months ago, according to News on One reports by Selma Tapopi. The plan, agreed upon in April with the Comas Regional Governor and the city official, sought to restore Windhoek Stadiums to their intended use. However, no action has been taken and the facility's conditions continue to worsen.
The people were relocated to the Karutura Youth Complex 4 years ago at the peak of the deadly COVID-19 pandemic. A survey by News on One revealed that both people are still flocking to the stadiums, which is a clear case of rural to urban migration that is being facilitated by the availability of space for them to erect new makeshift structures to live in.
South Africa's International Relations and Cooperations Minister Ronald Lamola has affirmed his country's support for urgent global action to achieve a two-state solution for Palestine and Israel. Speaking to a UN conference in New York, Lamola condemned the destruction in Gaza, calling for the recognition of Palestinian statehood. He further said peace depends on halting illegal settlements, releasing prisoners, and respecting international law.
Global attention is on this conference. There is an expectation that you will deliver an effective response and a peaceful path for preserving the prospects of a viable Palestinian state. This expectation could not be higher. This is a matter that has plagued our collective conscience. The solution lies with a tangible recommitment from all of us.
U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday he may not attend the upcoming G20 Leaders Summit in South Africa this November, citing his disapproval of the country's policies. According to Reuters, while speaking aboard Air Force One, Trump suggested he might send another U.S. representative instead, pointing to long-standing tensions over South Africa's domestic and foreign policies, including its genocide case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. The move would follow a broader deterioration in U.S.-South African relations. The International Monetary Fund has raised its global growth forecast for this year, citing a pause in new U.S. tariffs and stronger-than-expected trade activity. But it warns the outlook remains fragile, with the threat of trade tensions still looming, as our correspondent Ira Spitzer reports.
The world's economy is holding up better than expected, according to the IMF's latest forecast. The global financial institution now expects 2.7% growth in 2025, an upgrade from its April estimate, driven in part by stronger trade activity as businesses rushed to ship goods before new tariffs and by a pause in some of President Trump's more aggressive trade proposals. Government spending in the U.S. and Europe also added momentum. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.